Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review was written by Tom Nettles, and it is titled Ready for Reformation, subtitled Bringing Authentic Reform to Southern Baptist Churches. It was published by Broadman and Holman in 2005 and is 140 pages in length. This review first appeared in written form in the Evangelical Forum newsletter, Volume 3, Number 1 in 2006, and it's found there on pages 13 and 14. It's interesting, I might just add, that I wrote this review about 15 years ago when I was a Southern Baptist pastor. A few years after I wrote the review, I ended up leaving the SBC and becoming a confessional Reformed Baptist. It's intriguing to look back on Nettles' book that was written in 2005 and see what he was talking about with regard to the Southern Baptist Convention, given the trajectory of the SBC and where it is now. And I think he foresaw some of the issues in the SBC that were part of the reason that I ended up leaving that denomination. Nevertheless, I just wanted to point out that when I talk about we or I in this review, I was coming from the perspective of at the time as someone who was in the Southern Baptist Convention. In fact, I grew up within it. So let's move on now to the review. This is a courageous book in which Nettles, professor of historical theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, dares to say that the recovery of biblical inerrancy among Southern Baptists, though laudable, does not go far enough. With a voice like a prophet, Nettles warns that true Reformation involves more, quote, than the mere recovery of biblical authority, end quote, page 2. The chapters are relatively brief, but the writing is dense and often lyrical. There is much for the thoughtful reader to digest. In chapter 1, Remember from Where You Have Fallen, Nettles opens with a cautionary warning that Southern Baptists should not repeat the error of Jehu in 2 Kings and settle for a half-baked Reformation. The battle for the Bible in the SBC is over and conservatives have won. Southern Baptists must now ask what the inerrant Bible says about the purity of our doctrine and practice. Quote, if only the acceptance of the divine authority of the deposit gains adherence, but the content of the treasure itself lies dormant, the recovery is a sham. End quote, pages 9 and 10. Southern Baptists must not enjoy, quote, premature satisfaction, end quote, page 9, at the recovery of inerrancy, lest the conservative resurgence become a failed Reformation. After presenting his initial thesis in chapter 1, Nettles turns to examine the impact of taking the Bible seriously in various areas of faith and practice. Chapter 2, The Health of Confessional Christianity, defends the Baptist practice of confessional boundaries. Chapter 3, Priority and Power of Truth in Proclamation, is a serious call for evaluation of our preaching. Every preacher would benefit from reading this chapter. This reviewer was so struck and convicted while reading Nettles' words that he felt compelled to reread the chapter aloud to his wife. Nettles points to weak preaching as a primary cause of weak Christians and weak churches. Our preaching today is too filled with illustration and sentimentality rather than doctrinal exposition, which believers so desperately need in order to grow strong in the faith and resist the world's allures. Nettles writes, quote, the believer's only opportunity to hear an argument mounted against the torrent of temporality pressed daily and hourly into his conscience comes when a Christian minister stands to preach the word of God. Will he hear anything that challenges and strips bare the lies that have pressed on him from every quarter? Or will he hear a few assertions from a biblical text surrounded by warm stories garnished with the trappings of sentimentality and never substantially into the truth. End quote, page 32. Chapters 4 and 5, titled Baptists Must Recover the Work of Evangelism, Parts 1 and 2, challenge superficial and pragmatic evangelism methods. Chapter 6, Baptists Must Recapture the Complementarity of Law and Gospel, urges Southern Baptists to take seriously the relationship between the law and the gospel. Though moderates obviously failed to grasp this great truth in their advocacy of freedom, so-called, and liberty of conscience and free inquiry, conservative churches make a similar error when they assume that the minister's task is, quote, to present biblical principles as giving a sound foundation for day-to-day happiness and healthy relationships, end quote, pages 72 and 73. Nettles ends this chapter with a keen insight, quote, misperceptions and misapplications of this issue within the pale of the conservative movement of Southern Baptists could eventually be more crippling to the recovery of biblical Christianity than the active opposition of the moderate movement, end quote, page 75. Indeed, the greatest challenge facing Southern Baptists is no longer the ever-waning moderate movement, but the siren song of therapeutic pragmatism. In chapter 7, titled Recovery of a Grace-Centered Theology, Nettles makes the case that the reformation of the SBC will not be complete until it comes to terms with the sovereignty of God in salvation. Nettles is well known in Southern Baptist circles as a confessional Calvinist who has worked in the Founders Movement to point the denomination back to its Reformation roots. He pulls no punches in this chapter in laying the issue on the line when he writes, quote, Reformation of Baptist identity will be unretrieved to the degree that a grace-centered theology remains unrecovered. If effectual calling cannot be reconciled with human freedom and responsibility without making a person a robot, by the same token, inspiration cannot operate to produce an infallible text apart from a mindless kind of robotic dictation. If the work of salvation hangs on human will, then so must the work of revelation and inspiration. The vital organ of inerrancy cannot survive in the absence of the nutrition of grace, end quote, page 89. In chapter 8, titled Trinitarian Christ-Centered Theology, Nettles calls for robust Christ-centered preaching in Southern Baptist pulpits. In chapter 9, Theologically Integrated Ecclesiology, the connection is made between right doctrine and right church order. If Baptists truly begin to take the Bible seriously, then they will recover a proper understanding of church membership, the eldership, and church discipline. In the final chapter, titled Theology That Will Support a Worldview, Nettles challenges, quote, the worldliness of our thoughts, end quote, page 116. He contends, quote, a structural denominational change from moderate to inerrantist does not constitute a reformation without a corresponding revitalization of applied doctrine, end quote, page 116. Baptists must seek out a holiness of life and a biblical worldview. The epilogue recaps the vital arguments. Again, Nettles observes, quote, Southern Baptists have taken the first step, end quote, toward reformation in their embrace of inerrancy, but, quote, stewardship of this recovery calls for long-term evaluation and renewal, end quote, page 127. If we are not careful, quote, the good beginning can come to a stumbling halt, end quote, page 129. Nettles calls his fellow Southern Baptists to self-judgment. The greatest threat to the modern renewal of the SBC does not come from moderates without, but from conservatives within. Quote, while vigilance must endure in every area that was threatened by the insidious impact of the moderate contingency, many difficulties confront the church that have little or nothing to do with that influence, end quote, page 130. Again, Nettles is less concerned with theological moderates than with his fellow inerrantists, who are driven by pragmatic or numerical success. He writes, quote, "Though lip service is given to biblical authority, that which seems most dominant is the simple observation of success in terms of the immediate gratification of visible increase. This practical pragmatism leads to theological minimalism," end quote, page 130. Once again, Nettle's words have the ring of the prophetic. Some are perpetually celebrating the victory of inerrancy among Southern Baptists. Nettles rightly points out that such celebrations are premature, for the recovery of biblical authority was only the first stage. The next will be the application of the teaching of the inerrant Bible in the pulpits and church conferences of the local churches. Nettles is also bold in his identification not of moderates, but of pragmatism as the chief danger to the Reformation's success. This book deserves to be read, pondered, and thoroughly discussed by Southern Baptists in leadership in our churches. Here ends the review. You can receive audio book reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles like this one on my blog, jeffriddle.net.